Mishnah Dalad, Mitzvah Lulav Ketzad, how would the Mitzvah of Lulav in the Beis HaMikdosh apply? And again, Lulav refers to all of the Aramanim. And the main focus of the Mishnah is when the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. As the Mishnah now relates, Yom Tov Rishon Shel HaChag Shecholeis B'Shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot falls on a Shabbos, Melichnas Lulvei LaHar HaBayis, all of the people would bring their Lulavim and their Aramanim to Har HaBayis, the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdosh was built, and they would bring it before Shabbos began. On Friday afternoon, they would bring it over there. The Chazonin and the Chazonin, which were sort of Gaboim, who took care of technical details in the Beis HaMikdosh. Mekablim Mehen, they would take the Aramanim from the people. The Sojin Oysan Agavo Itzva, and they would set them up on top of the Itzva, which was an area of a couple of benches for people to sit down on Har HaBayis. This was outside of the Beis HaMikdosh, and there were roofs on top of these benches in order to provide shade. So they would put these Lulavim underneath the roofs on the benches, and they wouldn't get ruined from the sun because there was the roofs protecting them and serving as shade. The Hazakenim, older people, they didn't put them over there, because as we're going to see, the next day, everybody would come, and there would be hundreds and thousands of Araminim, and everybody would start grabbing them. It would be quite a dangerous place for old people. So they wouldn't put their Araminim in the Itztava. Rather, Manichnes Shalahen Balishka. They would place theirs in a special chamber, which was in the Beis HaMikdosh, which was designated for this purpose. Umalamdin Oysam Loimai. Now the Mishnah adds that these Chazonin, the Gaboim taking care of the Araminim, they would teach everybody there to say, Kol Mish Magia Lulavi Biyodai, whichever person ends up receiving my Lulav and my Araminim tomorrow on Shabbos, Harei Hulav Matona, behold, it should be for him as a present. I'm transferring ownership of my Araminim to whoever ends up getting it tomorrow. Why? Again, because since there would be thousands of Araminim over there, and thousands of people, so they wouldn't be able to find your own Araminim set the next day when you come along. So people would just take any set of Araminim, but on the first day of Sukkot, as we have learned earlier on in the Masechta, it says, Lokachtem Lochem. You should take for yourselves, and we learn from there that you have to own your Araminim set. And so this is a way of solving that problem, that everybody who puts down the Araminim on Erev Shabbos says that whoever gets this tomorrow, I'm giving him full ownership of that. And indeed, Lamocha, the next day, Mashkimin, Uvoin, they get up early, they come to the Beis HaMikdosh, Vachazonin Zokinesom Lifneim, and these Gaboim would throw the Araminim in front of the people on Har HaBayis, Vehem Chatfin Umakinis Ishisrehu. They would grab them, and it ended up being that people would end up hitting each other in the rush to get the Araminim. Uchsherou Basim Shibon De Sakona, when Basim saw that the matter was leading to danger, and people ended up getting injured, his kinu they instituted that they wouldn't do this at all. Rather, shehekol echad ve'echad notul beveisai, each person should take and shake the lulav in his house before arriving in the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos. They wouldn't bring it on Erev Shabbos to the Beis HaMikdosh, rather they would keep it at home, and on Shabbos morning, they would shake the lulav in their house before arriving in the Beis HaMikdosh without their Abraminim with them.